Yo, give us a wee test.
1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, that sounds much better than that.
You can actually just stay about here and it's grand.
Yeah.
What the fuck's happening, people? Welcome to the General Banter Podcast. Today's the 20th of fucking August. Coming at you live from the Boytown fucking environment here.
Yep.
Because we're in Hollywood, the one and only Hollywood. A town that has its own Wi-Fi. And my guest is, of course, Davey Elliott.
What's happening, Colin?
This is the second time we've started this podcast. Yep. But here, we're talking about you being called Davey now.
Yep.
You got a... Something happens. You grow up, you got a kid. Big Davey.
You graduate, you start off, you're David as a kid. Yep. As you get older. Then you want to be cool, you become Dave.
Yeah.
And then once you realise you're not cool and you're never going to be, you're just Davey.
Davey.
And Big Davey. It's just, that's the ultimate. You can't be a small guy called Davey. Like.
That's true.
You can't be wee Davey, otherwise you're a fruit.
Wee Davey, definitely gay. You know, for sure. There's a wee dude called this wee gay Davey.
He lives around the corner. See wee Davey around the corner.
Wee Davey. He's gonna eat.
Said, am I allowed to touch now? This? I lose around myself when I'm recording. I just touch things and see, put some phallic around me.
I'll
touch it.
We're on the move today, so this is a portable setup. Mm-hmm. So if there is a bit of banging about, it's just unfamiliar. You know. Yeah.
Podcast
for me,
listeners, they don't give a fuck.
They don't.
They will complain.
Some people do. Some people get real fucking, you know, particular with it. Mm. And they're like, you said that you were using Patreon money to buy new mic stands, you know, and you seem to handle it and touch it the whole podcast, so.
That's it. The Patreon people, Patreon's a great idea. You know, I've got like 7 people on my Patreon. And, you know, I appreciate them all. But at the same time, see if you miss something. Oh. Like, they become like your wife.
Oh yeah.
Like, yeah. Excuse me. I think you said you would do that. You haven't done it yet. And it's like, it's uploading to speak, but it's not 7 o'clock.
I've had honestly people go like, "Hey, are you putting the podcast up in the next like half an hour? Because I'm about to get on a flight to Vegas, and it would be great if you had the podcast up in half." And all of a sudden, you're like, you get panicked. You're like, "Shit! I have this done." And you're like, "Hold on a second. I'll fucking go up when it's up."
I was like, do you mind changing everything? Because I mean, I have my holiday.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be nice. Like, going to Vegas, wanting to listen to your podcast, it's nice, like, but.
I mean, I'll have a bit more time for a Patreon person, but it's when people are like, I had a guy going, mate, the thing's not up on SoundCloud. And I went, the podcast's not up on SoundCloud. And I went, all right, I'll check that now. And I was like, it's still on iTunes and Spotify. And he goes, I'm not paying for that.
No.
Get it up on fucking SoundCloud or suck my dick.
Yeah. People are fucking, like, that was the thing with me. See, I set up the wrong time. I set my podcast normally was out 7 in the morning on a Monday, and I'd be in a bit of a spastic set for 7 at night. And I was like, people are like, all day in work. I'm like, I'm trying to fucking pay for my child to go to nursery and they're gonna leave me alone. It's like, yeah, but I mean, yeah. I have to sit in a train by myself.
If you could just hand in your notice and get home early just so that you can get that fucking podcast.
I still got sacked, so it was worth it.
But the good thing is, you know, people are there relying on it.
True.
That's what you want.
And then you wonder, like, see, when you're recording it in a room by yourself, you're going, what sort of deranged people want to listen to me talk shite about shite more often than not?
Exactly. We came up the back steps there, and there's a little glass everywhere.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had more hits on a fucking Instagram video than the one of you roundhousing the Buckfast bottle.
It's iconic. It's got listed status now. You just leave it there.
Honestly, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what shit I do, the video of you fucking just hitting that. Honestly, it's got about fucking 20,000 views or something.
I'm surprised it didn't break your hand with that, because that was not a good connection on the ball of Buckfast at all.
I've never seen anything rise and fall quicker than fucking...
I've never had my leg higher, to be fair. You know, it was impressive athleticism.
No, where's mine? Is that mine there?
That's a wee look-see.
I'll have to go back a wee minute or two here. I love Hatsboro, don't I?
Yeah, you do, all right. Like, the only problem is, I'm looking at this going, oh, fuck, this light is not good for my bald head here. It's coming near the time where this goes.
Get it off, you know what I mean?
It gets raised.
I've come to the conclusion, you either shave it all off or you just let it grow uncontrollably.
Like, I'm definitely cover up. I'm definitely going to go for the Hulk Hogan look when I'm older, just embarrass my kids, like. Only have one, but I mean, hey, in the future I might fuck once more. I'm going to go for that. The long back and sides, get it straight and get
it. You might train up and get one more fuck out of the way.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you like this photo of me as a baby?
You're a cute baby. And then there's one below you doing a breast of your partner.
Here we are. Big Davey roundhousing the fucking...
Oh, I love that one comment. Funny. Abby. Completely nothing.
18,000 views? I've never got 18,000 views on a fucking Instagram in my life.
To be fair, it's graceful for a man of my size.
I bet you hear that a lot. I hear that a lot.
Well, that you're much more surprising.
This annoys me because you played rugby, and I imagine you played prop.
Yeah. I played number 8 for 5 minutes, 3 tries.
Really?
Off the back of the scrum, just watching, boys. It was great.
Fucking, now to think about it.
I told you about my rugby coach at Paul Rugby's last week, didn't I? The big guy, right?
Do that voice. That voice is fucking hilarious.
We were away on rugby tour. Again, this is when he was just... You know where you go away from like normality and school and stuff, and teachers just think they're one of the boys now.
Oh, wow.
Well, I was sort of...
I was not a parent in sight.
I was a sub for the A team on tour, so right. I was a wee bit younger. And we were playing this in somewhere called Walvis Bay in South Africa. It was just like, just stank of fish, right?
What was it called?
Walvis Bay.
What?
Walvis.
Walvis?
Walvis, yeah.
Walvis Bay.
Yeah, Walvis Bay. Might have actually been in Namibia. That's who's even shitter this. We were there, and I was on the bench for the A team, and just doing a wee bit of like stretching and all. And the B team were playing, and the number 8 turned over and crunched his ankle, and he's like, oh, no subs. And they're like, Big Davey, would you?
Big Davey.
He goes, Big Davey, would you go on? And I said, yes.
We need someone shaped like an 8.
So it's like, last 5 minutes, we just 3 scrums, and each time I just... knocked out these wee township boys.
These wee black boys.
These tries.
Hadn't eaten that one.
They needed trucker money after I finished with them, that's for sure. Yeah.
You but, just full of fucking protein bars, smashing people.
But we were standing there and we huddled before the game, and obviously everyone was buzzing because I'd just done something very impressive, won a game single-handedly. And he gets everyone in the circle and he goes, look, I don't want you guys to be distracted by a feat of incredible individual skill. But he goes, Davey's no longer on the bench. And I just got let off for the day because I was just a fucking hero there.
Brilliant, brilliant.
It was superb.
We're going to take him into the township and get him some fucking AIDS.
But he was...
Good lad.
But he was such a character. Like, he was the funniest. Because he, looking back, you go, how'd you get away with all that shit you used to do? Like,
oh, yeah.
He goes, I was getting this story, and then, you know, whenever you're at a club and you're MCing or whatever, somebody go, oh, it's my time, bye, and you go, fuck, I'm in the middle of a story here, can you just do 5 more here? But we lost a game, and one of the boys had Big Mike had decided to have an emotional chat with us on the bus after the game. It was the first game we had, and he was standing there, and he goes, guys, you may have lost the game, but you won in my heart.
Oh!
And he was talking about, like, look... And then he was really giving us props, because we did all right. You know, we did lose, but...
Giving the prop as props.
There was one guy just chatting, just like, oh, man, you know, and you could see him looking at him going, and now him and this kid, they didn't get on, right? And guys, we know going forward in this turn, and he just went, hey, fuck you. Bugger you. And we all went,
bugger you.
I'm standing here trying to speak from the heart and you pissing me. And then he just went to smack him, but hit, you know, the headrest in front of him, and I don't think I've ever seen boys go...
Oh, my God. Was he a real teacher, like, or was he one of these, bring him in from a rugby club?
He was a proper teacher, like, but he was, like, 6 foot, I'd say about 6'3". Again, 24 stone, he would say himself, hey.
24 stone.
That's like,
a big lad, like.
Yeah, now I know, but at that time I was kicking about a very nimble 18 stone. You know,
he's just scooting about like
a fucking gazelle on that pitch.
Like a wee fucking... But fairy?
But he was just like... And then he smacked that, and we're all going, the fuck do we... Is he allowed to speak to us like that? And then just a total silence, everyone terrified, because he went out and he slammed the door. It was an old bus door. He slams it, and then the outside just goes, fuck! We're like, oh, well, he's going to kill all of us. And then this guy, Pete Bryan's just out of nowhere, goes, a bit excessive, I think. The best thing about that, see, next morning at breakfast, I had to apologise to us. Started like, guys... I might have been a bit out of order yesterday. I had to apologise. I said, Lee, you're a good kid, but if you speak when I'm speaking again,
I'll put you in a coma, you be dick.
I'll tear your face off.
You'll get buried here in Namibia. The maggots will get your face. I love when you're in school and you just think teachers are like, it's just teachers. Some of them are a bit weird, some a bit whatever. And then you grow up and you think back and you're like, some of them are fucking insane. Like,
oh, why?
We had an art teacher and he would have just played... Everyone's sitting around doing their art or whatever, and just, you know,
I love that. See, everyone just sitting around doing it, because that's what you do.
I finished rugby, grabbed my pastels, and I fucking headed in. And I'm sitting there fucking doing a wee smudgy drawing. And he would get like a BBC sound effects CD, and he would just put it on, and he would walk around trying to see people's reaction. And we'd all just be sitting there, and all he would hear was like, ho, 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 ho. meow. And I was here, and he would just sit there, like, just watching everybody. And we'd be like, isn't he mad? And then you grow up, and you're like, he's a fucking paedophile. What's going on?
How long did he get sentenced for?
I have no idea. This is fucking... Exactly. I went to art college, too. I did a lot of fucking real fucked up shit. Like, did I tell you about the life drawing class, the guy with his cock out?
No, but in school?
No, in fucking... All right. In art college.
Big or small?
Just an average fucking penis, but... Bit of an old, in good neck, but bit of an older chap, so full Santa cock. But, and like, you know, when like fucking just the old boys have you know, when you go to a urinal and you're like, oh, that pube has to be bigger than your soft dick, like, cut it at some point. But like, what they do, you think it's going to be good crack, and you get in, and there's like 30 people with their fucking easels and their.
I thought you meant the urinal. Head, and there's 30 people. I'm like, hey, go ahead.
As we are. But like, So they turn the heat up, obviously, because you don't want them to have a wee fucking small dick, so they want a bit of hang on it. It's all about the artist, keep them comfortable, and everyone's sitting around, and they don't leave any space for you to, like, giggle or fucking... They come in, and it's like, are you ready? Guy drops the shit, and you're like, you have 30 seconds to do a quick outline of this guy. And you fucking... You're like, oh my God, fucking whatever. And there was, like, no phones. You're not allowed any phones in there. Right, and, so someone's phone, I mean, back in the day, it was like, and he came off the fucking box he was on. He was like, this is a professional environment, with a fucking, like, grey dick swinging everywhere. Do not use the phone in here. It's very fucking unprofessional. And then the worst bit was, he walked back up on the box, and before the phone rang, he was doing this.
Yeah.
So he just was like, fucking screaming at people. I was like, absolutely fucking unprofessional.
The Bruce Forsyth.
And then I remember them going like, we'll be changing the model to female model tomorrow. And I was like, you know, like, you're in fucking pee. I was like, and then some outlaw came in who was, in fairness, for a 60-year-old, ripped.
Helen Mirren style?
No, Helen Mirren would get fucking piped real good. No, this was, she was more like a fucking, like a Paula Radcliffe.
Oh, right, okay.
Bit old.
Just pissing on the box.
Just shit, taking a shit. And very, you know, quite
athletic.
Quite an extended...
Labia.
And she had quite an extensive, quite a bit excessive bush, but you could see the fucking, it looked like its tongue was poking out.
That sounds like some sort of weird electro pop band, the extended bush.
Hey, what's up guys, we're extended bush, and then a cat, there's a cat on a keyboard. Fucking art college, bro. Unbelievable.
Oh, I used to think it was good.
It was just me, a ton of gays, and loads of women.
But it was a good time, I take it.
It was a good time. It was fucking black the whole time.
I didn't realise when I did art that, you know, the glue from the glue gun was hot. Yeah. I just thought it was wet glue. So I remember I got a bit of balsa wood and we made Griffiths in there, and I was going, that's fucking squirting his wood and Griffiths in like that. And I just went, and I lifted the balsa wood off. He just left it half as the palm of his hand off, just entirely.
Oh, very.
Third degree burns.
Just Griff and Davey, two fucking 60-year-old men in our class.
But his real name's the worst, Keith. Big Davey and Keith just in our class.
We had a teacher in our school, just thinking of mad teachers. So they played hockey in our school, like men's hockey too. Brave. But some guy, legit mistake, gave it one of the, like a backswing and let go of the stick, and it hit this teacher. Now, what makes this even funnier, it was some sort of fun day, and this teacher thought he was mad crack, so he had a baseball cap, I don't know if I told you this, but with a wig attached to it, you know, one of those ones? You got one?
Give me 2 seconds, say no more, my friend.
Right? I'll keep talking. The guy swings back with the hockey stick, lets go. The stick hits the teacher, and he fucking loses his...
You're going to have to put this off for acting purposes. This is going to be super...
Oh. Fuck yeah! So, the guy fucking lets go of the stick, right? And it hits this teacher, and he thinks someone's just thrown a stick at me, even though it was a legit mistake. And he fucking goes over.
You look like you're doing a wrestling podcast.
Oh my god, I wish I was wearing a white t-shirt to make that really stand out.
Yeah, that's superb.
Can I tie it up at the back? Anyway, the story isn't as cool as this thing. But he just goes over and fucking grabs this back. Like, the guy is, like, pretty much bald anyway. And he goes over with a thing like this and grabs this kid by the neck. He's like, what the fuck do you think you're doing? With a only his was blonde, which makes it even worse.
How you going? Just a bit of... Like, you can take it.
It's a bit of banter, bro.
Oh, whoa.
What's the shittest haircut you've ever had? I saw a photo. Do you have the highlights at one point?
Oh, I thought. Of course. Again, yeah. I thought when I was a younger boy, I was like, if I get my hair highlighted, I'll look a bit like Charlie from Busted. Just look like Jack Black. Look a fat Jack Black.
Not regular Jack Black. Yeah.
I don't know if I never seen anything funnier than you weirdly say that stuff.
I have a head like a mannequin, pretty much. Anything suits my head.
Superb look.
I'll put on any glasses. Great hat, great.
Tell you what, if you do a character like Axe, that's fucking hysterical. You look like you're mixed with a roadie, you do a wrestling podcast, and molest. Like, I mean, there's definitely...
If there's three things I do, it's molest, wrestle, wrestle, and fuck it.
Your amp.
Taxidermy, wrestling, molestering. You know? Why itchy?
Is it cozy though?
Can you get said, it no, it's itchy no, as all no. fuck.
You look a bit like Bret the Hitman Hart as well, which is a nice look.
Is he alive?
Oh, why?
Oh, thank God.
Oh, why?
Oh, yeah!
That's like Randy Savage. Oh, yeah.
No wonder all them cunts' hearts explode.
Oh, no.
Did you see Stone Cold on Hot Ones?
Oh, no, but I would like
to
see
what a lovely man.
I tell you what, do you ever watch his show Broken Skull Ranch?
Do you know what? Someone showed it to me. It's not like, what's it on? It's not that easy to get.
It was on like Q or it was on something with just a letter.
I feel like if I started watching it, I would be gone. I'd be gone for like until it was over.
It's a very you show.
Is it?
Yeah, you would enjoy it.
I honestly think me in the best nick I could get in would probably look like Stone Cold.
Yeah. Gonna be goatee though. What?
What? He's fucking, this would not be me, but he's doing that Hot Ones thing and his fucking arms and his hands are so big they barely function. So he picks up a fucking chicken wing and it's like about that size. And he's like, yeah, and like trying to eat this fucking thing.
But
I'm feeling it.
But see, the thing is, seeing that show, it's clearly, believe it or not, a produced show. So there's some behind the scenes work done there. But they make out like Stone Cold's just gone into his own ranch, set this thing up himself, right?
Yeah.
And then they get these elite athletes to try and complete this obstacle course he's set up himself. But he always just appears on a quad bike, out of nowhere. And he's like, right, you're going to run around this course now. And whoever can set the record's going to win, what? And then they do it. But see, when they finish, like, you've got all these, like, flipping green berets and fucking Navy SEALs and shit. Can't do it. And then there's, like, all this money. This guy's last thing's a rope. It's about fucking 50 feet up. And he's hit a bell. And they're banjacks by the time they get to it. And these elite athletes get about halfway up. And then just, they're done. They're down.
Just fall to their death.
And anytime Austin just goes, good effort. Thanks for your service. See you down the road. He thanks everybody for the service. And then just off they go, completely punctured. And there'd be an interview. They're like, I thought I was fit until I did Stone Cold's fucking course there, and it was
he's fucking doing it every day.
But what was great, there was one guy who did it, and like whoever sets the course record, for some reason this fucker's there every week, and he's just like, beat me. And then at the end of Stone Cold's chat and says, good, thanks for your service, Medal of Honor, see you down the road. And this guy's in the background going, I fucking thought you could do that, didn't you, cunty.
Is there footage of him breaking the time or whatever? Getting the record?
You could Google it and say, or Google it. Can you go on the internet there?
Let's do the internet here. I'll go Broken Skull Ranch. Yeah. Fucking record or whatever.
Yeah. Broken. I tell you what though, he's an interesting guy, Stone Cold now. Yeah, I'd watch his content. You know, like the Broken Skull Ranch. I like that he makes beer.
Record.
Holder, there you go. But I mean, you know what you see, like...
Was Shane doing his podcast today? With Kerry?
No.
No.
He's doing his podcast tomorrow.
Buster, run, son of a bitch.
He's off like a shot. Holy smokes. Ready, set, go.
I'll tell you what, Stone Cold would take one of them t-shirts off your hands. Like a shot. There he is, carrying a log.
300 kilograms. What? There he is.
That's not 300 kilograms, that fucking log. Fucking eat my ass. He just threw it in the shoulder like it was nothing. Runs a smart race.
He's one of the number one. Tell you what, what would make me run is if Stone Cold was chasing me in a golf ball.
This is what he does. He crushes obstacle courses.
Tell you what, nothing motivates like him racing after you and commentating.
I know, I'd be like, Steve, fuck up with you for 1 second. Just right up his eye. It's like he's reading. Why is it so camp driving the fuck? He's like, there's some bitch built for doing obstacle courses.
See some of that shit, you need to be focused. You need to have your mindset and he's scaring the shit out of you. Come on, goddammit.
I would be worried he would just clip your heels, you know, like someone does that with a shopping trolley and you're like,
you fly off in and he just drops you with a stunner. What? But I mean,
I'm convinced a stunner would hurt Like, if I did it, it would hurt me way more than it would hurt you. I feel like I'd break my tailbone.
What a scramble.
What a scramble, son of a bitch. Oh, yeah, a bit of fucking speed ramps there.
Holy smokes. We call the Guinness Book of World Records. This is something special. Here we go. Hunter on the pyramid, 30 feet up, 30 feet.
Shut up, Steve. Fuck up. They're obviously just like, if you just fucking ramble, you know, we'll jump cut it. There he is, climbing ropes. This man is obviously quite adept at climbing ropes.
He's a goddamn monkey.
He's a goddamn monkey.
Steve, sorry, you can't use that phrase anymore.
It's fine, he's white. That would scare the bollocks out of me, though.
Oh, why? I'm not good at heights at all, man.
No, I'd be more scared that it would fall and just catch my leg.
Echo.
Okay.
Oh, this one's called the Nutcracker for obvious reasons.
In case you
fall on this, you break your cock off.
And if you happen to be a female, you might smash your clam right open. A couple of fat lips to go home with. A stunner of that pussy.
You burst your goddamn labia.
You smash your fucking vulva up on this goddamn fucking railing over here. We gotta come along and polish it later on. Goddamn it, with the fucking tins of Bud Light.
Uterus, goodbye. Goodbye.
You're gonna fucking pulverize that, you. You're gonna.
Acclitoration. That's what that is, brother. Oh shit.
Apocalypse slits. It's fucked. You're gonna maim that anus.
But here's the thing, there's no end to it. Like, see, by this point, I'd be like, I'm having a heart attack for sure, twice over.
I'd be like, leave that golf cart running, bro, I need a fucking lift.
But it's the ending, right? So he takes you halfway in the desert and fucks off in his golf cart. Bye.
The next part of this test, see how you deal with 2 days dehydration here in the desert. Probably gonna drink your own piss twice and die.
Look at that shit.
I'd be good at that. Me and you'd be good at that. We'd excel at that one. Pushing a big wheel.
By that stage, I can get to that. I'd be done.
Nah, I would go to jump and grab those bars, and both my shoulders would separate.
We got Mr. Guinness here in the desert. Minus two arms.
Oh, no. This is
that'll be quite refreshing. Boy, he don't give a damn about breathing air. He just goes.
He doesn't care if he breathes or not.
Like a submarine.
If he dies, he's a goddamn fish.
Heartbreak Hill. This is the man who sets obstacle courses on fire. Can he set Heartbreak Hill on fire one last time?
Seriously, he just said that, Steve.
Seriously. I feel like Steve, you know, is half knackered from talking.
Yeah.
You give me a good couple of seconds to get a breather. I've been talking the whole time.
But see the whole thing? It's so intense up until that hill and you're just crawling up it like a completely mangled old man.
By the way, how much of a similarity is there between Stone Cold and Alex Jones?
He's climbing up this goddamn rope and there's black helicopters swooping in and giving your children cancer through fucking poison in the water system.
I see old Stone Cold when he was a young boy.
Yeah.
He looked a bit more like him with that hair.
Oh, really?
There you go.
He runs weird, Stone Cold, doesn't he?
I actually got no kneecaps, mate.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Here we go.
I had the knees taken out, replaced with two tins of Bud Light. Ring that bell, you son of a bitch.
He's got strong arms.
He's got those goddamn long arms.
Boy, I tell you, is there anything worse than climbing a rope?
No.
This is the hardest time I've ever seen him have. Got it. Stop time.
Congratulations.
That was impressive.
Now I suck your penis.
Broken Skull Challenge.
Oh, they just flat out took September the fucking outro away there?
Only on CN.
See, that's incredible.
Now you feel it. It's like, when you get halfway up the rope and you can't finish? You just go, why the fuck did I bother doing that much? Like, why did I even run up that hill?
Yeah, like, you know, if I was setting out, I would be setting out, like, let me just get through it. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'll set a decent pace and we'll try and fucking get through it rather than blow.
Do you reckon you could do it if you walked it?
Fuck no.
Just exploding.
Just that walk around the hill, but you know when he gets down there, I'd be like, he'd run out of battery in that fucking.
You know what I'd have
golf
done?
Cart.
I'd have got to the top of the hill and gone for the full fucking orca down it on the belly, fucking face down first, luge my way to the bottom, lose all my teeth, like, but
fucking no nips and fucking half a ball back. Hey,
but it would work.
I did that last year when it, or whatever year it snowed. Just got a fucking big plastic sheet and dived on my belly down this hill. And I was like, you forget how lumpy ground is when it's frozen. It was just like...
I watched the show on Netflix. It was there's two of them, right? One was called Curious and Unusual Deaths, right? And the other one was called A Thousand Ways to Die.
Tough wank, but okay.
So, right? But hey, we get there in the end. But the first one, Curious and Unusual Deaths, was kind of like a bit like, you know... And this was a curious and unusual death.
Yeah.
Whereas A Thousand Ways to Die was like just no holds barred, just complete fucking. It's like there was a guy that it was kind of like a Rob Beckett type character commentating on it. Like there's one guy, you can find it, that it would be great content if we could get it, but he was like doing jiu-jitsu, right? This guy was a jiu-jitsu fucking novice trying to practice jiu-jitsu and karate or whatever in his garage, right? So he's doing this thing where he's trying to break through blocks of wood, right? And he's headbutting the fucking wood with his head, and he couldn't do it. And then what he didn't realise was when he was headbutting the wood, he fully fractured his skull, right? So then he got the nunchucks out, and he's fucking him out. Hits himself in the head, just dies, like, from the nunchucks.
Did they show you all the clips of people just fucking dying?
It's like, it's people acting it out, right? So it's like, reconstructed. But the commentator said something like, he thought he was strong. His limbs, elastic. He hit himself on the head. Now you're dead, you spastic.
Did he say this?
Did he say that? Get that up. It's a fucking,
what am I going to have to look for?
Do you have Netflix on this, huh?
I do, mate.
If you can get The Thousand Ways to Die.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah. It's a great show, if it's still on. But it's just...
Spastic.
Take that, you spastic.
I mean, it's getting fucking... This is how fucked up the internet's getting now, is like, someone will just show you full-blown snuff movies, and you're just like, oh, well, that's fine, this is normal now.
We were in a bar in Magaluf, just a wee Spanish bar, and they just showed, you know, like, those Faces of Death videos? Just a on loop,
yeah.
Just people being killed by bulls falling out of buildings. A Thousand Ways to Die, where are we?
I was at a little get-together with Maureen's family the other weekend.
Oh, it's not there, is it? Try Curious and Unusual Deaths. It might pop up as a...
Curious?
That's Curious George courses.
And Unusual... Oh, shit. Can't spell. I'm sure it would have come up at this point, like...
Nah. Must be gone. Just try Googling it. A Thousand Ways to Die. Spastic. I'm sure it'll be someone will have cropped it somewhere.
Oh yeah, so was that this thing?
Yeah.
Thousand Ways to Die.
I remember there was one guy. There was one guy who died in it because he was a pervert, right? So what he was doing was drilling holes try karate. Thousand Ways to Die. Karate.
You see, the joy of your podcast is you have like a tech who will edit this out.
Yeah, no, this is just going in.
This is going in. Me just Googling shit. GameStop. Oh, fuck.
Maybe Thousand Ways, top 10 Thousand Ways to Die deaths. Probably be in that if we just skim through it.
Where the fuck are you looking? All right. Great content. Anyway, I'm at this fucking little get-together the other day, and Maureen's sort of second cousin's husband was there, and he's from Cork, and he's like, fucking take a look at this here, mate. And he shows me this video, and it was just a guy falling out of a fucking building, and just shabdoosh, you just see him hit the floor, and then it just cuts to the dude who's alive, and you're like, what the fuck? And the guy's just gone, and his arm is just fucking trashed and hanging off, and you're like, do you know when you're like, you didn't warm me up for that at all.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm sitting eating fucking like tacos and eating wee pickles and a wee fucking Corona and all. And he's just like, here, take a look at that there, but
nah, not for that.
And you're fucking threw up, like, absolutely gross. Have you seen the one where the guy, the bull, comes over the top of the fucking fence? Is this it?
Sorry, no. This one's great, right? This guy, right? He had a bit of banter with new recruits in work, right?
Right.
And he had this thing where he'd always run against the window. You know, it's like a big high-rise building, and he'd be like, and jump against the window. And then, obviously, the window wouldn't break.
Yeah.
But this particular guy had weakened the window over running into the window over these years, so he just ran out of it, and that was him.
This death scene from A Thousand Ways to Die is one of the most popular in the entire show's history, despite the fact that the science behind it has been debunked by Mythbusters.
Did it go too far?
Was worth.
She's going to be exposed.
Big fat teddy's exploded.
Yeah.
We can't blame an ex-con for trying to avoid going back to prison, but this next sequence of events spelled trouble right from the get-go. Lucky Levinson was already batting 1,000 when he decided to titties? Drive drunk with a prostitute in the passenger
seat. No, the one with the fucking dude wrong. Was that it? Yeah.
Number 7, habeas corpse.
Great view, isn't it?
The next death on our list is an example of a practical joke gone horribly, fatally wrong. Ian's idea of fun was taking a running start and jumping into the tempered glass that lined the conference room of the prestigious law firm where he worked. This particular time, the window and frame gave way, leading Ian straight to his death.
Oh, you stupid cunt.
As a result of severe spinal illness. This segment was based on the real-life death of Toronto lawyer Gary Hoy, although the 1,000 Ways to Die crew made Ian a sleazier sort of character. Probably to lessen
Look at the fucking CGI of just the neck breaking and shit. Fancical. That's fucking ridiculous. Well, yeah, I'm going to have to watch all of that when I go home now.
No, it's a good show. I'm disappointed it's not on Netflix anymore.
It's one of my biggest fears to, like... Even though I'm a comedian, I'm like, I don't want to die in a fucking stupid way.
Oh, no. See, that was why I got on. That's when you were talking about sliding down the snow. There was one of them on 1,000 Ways to Die. Again, this couple snuck into their neighbour's house because they had a nice big house, nice big garden. But they were having, like, construction work done. But they had, like, a big tarpaulin sheet. So they're like, do a bit of slip and slide here. I've got a swimming pool. Have a good time. And this boy who just runs, does a big slip and slide. Loads of fucking nails, just a couple of wee stray nails. Just rip them right open. Bled out.
Bled out.
That's you, John.
That's all she wrote.
I love that that wave just stopped there. Just an old lad. But yeah, if anyone's not seen 1,000 Ways to Die or knows where to get it.
Have you seen, I watched a documentary the other week called, what was it, Unmasking Jihadi John? Seen that?
Fuck, I've heard, who was I listening to on a podcast talking about
there
that?
There was the Fighter and the Kid.
Fighter and the Kid,
we're talking about
it,
but I fucking had to download it illegally from the internet, so.
Any good?
Great.
Yeah, I love to see that.
But you're just like, there's something about dudes when they're like wee nerds and they get bullied a wee bit.
Mm-hmm.
When they fucking flip it on their head and they're like, I'm getting revenge now. It's like terrifying.
Yeah.
That's the real damage of bullying. You know what I mean?
And they do shit like that. But like, Jihadi John, like, he did, he was the one that just, like, well, basically, burnt people and stuff, wasn't he?
I mean, I think what happened was he went over and he was so willing to fucking behead people that they were like, I think you're showing great, you're very keen and we'd like you to maybe do more deaths or whatever. So they were basically like, oh, we'll hire ourselves a fucking psychopath here. Tear away, bro. There's a knife. And he would just fucking, you know, death to the West, Obama, all this shit, and then just fucking hack a bunch of heads off. But it got to the point where he was showing off a bit, because when remember they burnt, there was a pilot that they caught,
and
they put him in
a cage
and burnt him.
Yeah.
Apparently it's in the Quran, it's like you should never burn a living animal.
Yeah.
So they were saying any Muslim people who were slightly sympathizers with ISIS were just like, nah, bro, you're going fucking too far, bro.
I love that. There's just the thought of ISIS, like, guys, I mean, see the beheading? Dead on, but seems that's someone on fire in a cage.
Yeah, you're
too far.
But that's
the
what I'm saying. You're supposed to be these like holy warriors, and then you've literally went against the word of the Quran. But fuck me, you're watching it and you're just. But it's a bit like, you know, you read about shankle butchers and all, you're like, oh, what? I know there's a, whatever cause you think you're fighting for, but then it's like, at what point is it okay to be a complete fucking murder and psychopath?
See, that's the thing, it gets to me. See, with here, they're all like, you go to jail and stuff, and they go, oh, well, wouldn't it be like this? These are soldiers and blah, blah, blah. That's the scenario you end up like that with. These shankle butchers, they just fucking picked up anybody. It's
oh,
like,
why? Yeah.
I just go butcher you, chop you up in the fucking alleyway. Like, it's nothing.
That's what I'm saying. It's complete, like, just serial killing with a fucking a mask on. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're literally like, oh, I'll do it for this cause. But it still gets to the point where, like, you know, you still have to physically grab a knife and go through someone's neck. Like, that would be, you would be fucking, I mean, I was going to say you'd be traumatized. They hit him with an old Reaper drone, so no more Jihadi John.
But that's it, you just disintegrate when that happens. You're like,
you eat it.
Bollocks.
He goes, what is that noise? And just fucking, you're fucking vapor.
But that's the thing, like, do you ever see Zero Dark 30 film?
No, I need to watch it. Is it the Obama, or the...
the Obama, yeah, the Osama.
Bin Laden one.
Oh, it's a very good movie.
It's been a long time.
But it's like, it's just, see...
Should I take us off yet?
Yeah, I mean, if you're comfortable with it, I've sort of got to the point where I think that's just how you look.
It's but, fucking... I'm going daft with itch.
But
I'm taking that with me.
Like, see the ability of, like, Secret Service to just be able to do things so mental.
Oh, yeah.
Like, but right, here's the thing, right? We've located this guy. Like, where was he? Oh, Bin Laden? Yeah, I was he in the... He was at his house. Ah, okay, let's just fucking, and he just zip in, sneak in. Done. I mean, it's fucking in the sea.
It is fascinating, like the fucking.
It's terrifying.
I was listening to. Did you ever hear your guy David Goggins?
Yes,
I was.
Oh, the machine just.
I was listening. Super listening to his audiobook, and it's just like, what the fuck is wrong with you, bro? Like, I had two broken fucking shin splints, and I just taped it up, and I ran 80 fucking miles, you know, toughen up, bitch. And you're just like, okay. Nah. I had double pneumonia and fucking athlete's foot, the cunt had a broken patella. Like, his fucking kneecap was shattered, and he still finished whatever fucking training it was. And then he failed on the last bit, where they're like, we're going to have to stop you here, mate, because you literally have pneumonia and you're coughing up blood.
Steve Austin's just there. See you down the road, brother.
Thank you for your service. have a fucking chicken wing, bitch. But then the worst thing is, you get to the end and you fail, and they're like, okay, well, you can do it again, but you have to start at the start. And he's like, all right. And then comes back with fucking triple pneumonia, AIDS, and a fucking two shin splints and a dislocated ankle.
What was that one? It was, I think it was Zero Dark 30, maybe, where they were showing the training sequence, like of the SEALs. Well, you just have to sit in the water. Fuck that.
Oh, there's all sorts of. On this book, he's talking about there's a thing called. They call it drown proofing. And he goes, what it really is like controlled drowning, where they fucking hog tie you and throw you in the water. And, you know, if you're very, very calm, you can sort of stay in a position where you'll sink, and then you can kick up and breathe, sink a wee bit, kick up and breathe with your hands behind your back and all. But most people do fucking take water in, pass out, and they take them out and resuscitate them.
That's fucking mad. Like, I remember. Like, boys will be boys now. We're like, here, why don't we fucking try a wee dose of waterboarding on each other? It's not nice. Like, I mean, you think it's gonna be, you just put one of these babies over your face and fuck water. Nah, not at all.
I mean, there's parts of Brazilian jiu-jitsu where you're like, this couldn't be too far from being waterboarded. Like, I remember one of the first ever jiu-jitsu classes I went to, and it was actually the guy who's the head coach of SBG Belfast now, but it was in a different club, and it was no gay night. So no girls allowed. Nobody's just wearing a t-shirt and shorts. Yeah. And everyone's sweating like fuck. And he fucking got on top of me and was just crushing my face. And this wet t-shirt was in my face. And I was just going... And I tapped because I was just like, I can't breathe. I mean, you get more used to that. And you're like, if you can find like a wee tiny bit of space, you can breathe okay. But like, fuck me.
No, that sort of shit. Like, then
blind panic. Think,
like you'd say, probably. Like, if someone went to me...
Did I look like Pitbull real quick?
Yeah, daddy. Yeah. Like, people go to me, do you think you're tough? And I go, I'm tough enough. Like, I could. But then you see some of these fuckers, and you go, nah, not doing that at all.
You can sort of spot them early. I remember, like, there was a dude, and I think he went on to do some sort of army type shit, but, like, whenever everyone was, like, you know, doing fitness, like, after rugby, and I was like, right, get in the bottom of this thing and run up and down this hill and do, like, fucking pyramid sprints, and, you know, we'll go up once and down, then up and down twice, and all. And this cunt would be like laughing and tripping people up and taking the piss. And everyone's, I mean, people are boking and fucking doing that breathing where you've no air left. It's a fucking disaster.
Nah, just.
Speaking of near dying, I've been getting back to running after the gout cleared up.
All cleared? How are you feeling with that?
Weird. It's like, what the. But the only thing that makes me feel better is every cunt in my family has it.
Yeah.
So I think if you've had it once, you can then control it and then just fucking.
You know what's going on.
Keep it under wraps, which is good. But
I've been a fuck lazy. Training wise, not lazy, but just in no time to really get it done. So I've been really trying to hone in the diet, and I've been keto for about a week, and it's shifted a few kilos. Like
kilos?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck. 3 kgs. I don't even know what fucking weight I am. Well, I just I'm big into running at the minute, so I'm just like I was actually texting Shane because I know he probably goes running. I'm sure. You know, and I was like, what's, because it was like on Monday, I was like, I wonder, could I run before next Monday, like 15 miles collectively?
All right, I thought you just meant just go off, Goggin style, just fuck that, I'm done. 7 miles this way and I'll get home.
No, definitely not. From the guy that, like, literally, I think the most I've ran is literally like half an hour straight, which is probably bullshit. Like,
the rest gay, just,
got the half an hour straight, and then as soon as that watch takes over, like, just gay as shit.
And you're like, you got home quicker, you know what I mean? It was definitely light in your feet, just straight at the way.
Do you watch Always Sunny in Philadelphia?
No, haven't seen any.
Ever? Oh no, my God.
It's one of those things, right? Do you find, like, you and Maureen have similar tastes and always watch? Catherine just, she will not watch.
Just a bit of fucking. Fun.
You know, she's just like, if I'd be like, oh, I'd like to watch a stand up special. No. All right.
What does she watch?
She watches One Born Every Minute, Teen Mom, Jersey Shore, Geordie Shore, The Kardashians, The Hills, anything that's basically terribly shite.
Just complete trash, yeah.
Yeah, she'll watch, whereas like I said the other day, I was like, I want to start the new series of Mindhunter, and she went, nah. Alright, well, I'll just wait till you go to bed and then watch it like an actual series.
What happened to, you know, the days of like, you'll fucking watch whatever I'm watching?
Yeah, no, they're gone.
Because I'm the man.
Yeah, sadly, that's all gone. But I mean, I think
it's like that Sebastian fucking joke where he's like, my dad had a man cave. It was called The House.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's true. And I think it's more like, I find in my case, I just give less of a fuck about stuff.
Mm.
So she'll be like, well, I don't want to watch that. And I'll be like, well, what are you watching? She'll be like, I'm watching Teen Mom 2, The Virgin Years. And I'll go, fuck it, I don't care, I'll just sit here with you. And
what the fuck is the virgin years?
I just made that up, obviously. She can't be a teen mom and a virgin.
You gotta get fucking spaffed in a couple.
Yeah, so, but, I'd sit there on a computer or whatever and just watch whatever, like, with headphones on.
Well, I've done that, where I've just, like, instead of going out to the office,
mm-hmm.
I'll be like, I'll just have a couple of bits to do, I'll just sit beside you on the sofa with the fucking computer, and it's fine, you're together, but, you know.
But you'd rather watch something. And then I find, like, a lot of times she'll just be on her phone or something, and I'll be like, are you even watching?
You say,
nah, I'm not into this.
We see that, like, that happens back and forward, but, like, everyone can almost multitask now.
Yeah.
You know, you're watching a thing, your phone goes, you can check it and fucking keep watching. Whereas I'd be like, Maureen would be very, like, are you, pause it, Mom. Mm-hmm. Are you even watching this?
Yeah.
And you're like, nah, Mickey's just texting me. You know what I mean? It's like
I like that. Like, if I'm looking forward to something, I like the sit. Like the watch. Like, see, with Chappelle's new special coming out, I'll wait till she's, like, at work or a night out. I'll sit there, probably order a wee pizza, a couple of beers.
That's me. Fucking fuck Dave Chappelle. You know? I see that thing he does with the fucking, where he's talking to the Hollywood exec guy, and then he does the callback at the end about Cosby, and he goes, he rapes, but he saves, but he saves more than he rapes, but he does rape. I literally, every time, and you just shut the fucking computer, like, fuck off. Like, you can't be, like, but good.
Do you ever have bits you watch and you just go, no matter what, I'll watch this bit, and it'll make me laugh? See his Kramer bit?
Oh, yeah.
He does? Oh, fuck that. Not every time.
Kramer had a bad night.
That's the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Well, it's funny because those clips have millions and millions of hits. Yeah. And they're just him fucking about at the Laugh Factory.
But oh, no, it's so funny.
Nothing funny about rape. But in this particular case, it was a man raping men. Have a good night. He's just so good. There's a bit in one of his... Is it Killing Him Softly or something? Where he... You know, he's talking about, like, this, the origin of AIDS came from someone fucking a monkey and then fucking a person. And he goes, ain't nobody fucking monkeys and people.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, along. He goes, you coming out tonight? And he goes, nah, I'm going to chill at home with my monkey. And then he goes, it's the timing of the pause cracks me up. He goes, you know how long it took me to teach this monkey to suck my dick without peeling it? see that, just like skip a beat without peeling it. I fucking
that's such a joke.
Nearly shit myself. Like, and I think I've like subconsciously tried to steal that just wee technique of da 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 da, and then you know the wee tag where it's like, oh
yeah,
there's another one for you.
See, that's the best. See, whenever you like, I find if you write like you write a wee joke and then you watch it back and you go, I could do that better. There's a bit I do. About returning a baby where it came from.
Yeah.
And I just, that was it. And then I kind of changed it a wee bit and I didn't end up. And I go to myself, I've written three good jokes and that's one of them.
Yeah.
You know? But.
Sometimes you're surprised. Sometimes you'll just write a thing that you don't think much about and then you polish it up and then you're like, okay, that's actually a really fucking good joke.
Like, do you find, again, this might sound for people going, oh, listen to you too. But do you ever find, like, a lot of specials on Netflix aren't that great?
No shit.
Yeah.
But it's, I'll tell you a thing that I've realised recently. I shot a thing there in January, right? Mm. And I was trying to edit it together. And there's like four cameras and there's one on the side. Like, it was Aaron Butler and fucking a bunch of other ones. And like, as you're clicking between the shots, one camera, the joke will be like,
yeah.
And then you cut to the other one, which has a better, like, more refined audio on it. And it's like, it sounds like you're dying in your hole. And then you put the clean mic, the audio mic on. And you're just like, or you're just like, what the fuck is happening here? Like, yeah. It's like five different gigs. So I don't think people capture it properly when they film it. See, someone could be killing in the room, and it's so clean, they're not getting the atmosphere. That's why Road works, that David Tell one's the best.
No, it's a super show.
Because he's fucking just murdering in a club. Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Like, I watched Kevin Hart's last special when he was in, like, the big stadium just in the middle.
Terrible.
And I thought it was great. See, if it was done in a club, it would have been amazing. But it was because it was in the stadium, it just didn't have the same.
When you
see that bit when he's talking about being so excited. Yeah. Fucking pissing myself.
When you can see people, like, walking about, going to the toilet, no, it's not good. Like,
but I'd love to see him just go, yeah, I'll do this in a stadium, I'll tour it. But when it's being recorded as a special, just, you know, the Comedy Store, some cellar, somewhere like that, just somewhere small, intimate.
Yeah. You know? Even anything up to about 500, you could have it absolutely fucking bringing the house down.
See, I think the best room, if you're filming a special in Belfast, the Crescent, it's a great looking room.
Like I actually haven't been in it in fucking
last gig I did there, there was the guy doing tech came in and he goes, so what are you thinking for walking? And I was like, I'll just do it. And he's like, any songs you want? And I was like, I'd stick a bit of Dio on. He was all right. And he goes, on the Smoke Machine. I went, go ahead. So then I just flip and he goes, bug stage, Dave Elliott. And I just sort of hear fucking Dio starting to play. The lights fucking strobing and it's like the Undertaker just the smoke. And I was like, that's a bit of an anticlimax. Am I a big fat mug coming in? It's like, what?
Right, and then you have to be like talking through this fucking,
I know,
fog. 1 second, hey.
But to be fair, that hit my asthma. It was.
Oh really?
Yeah. I was like, oh, guys, bear me a second till I die.
My asthma.
I know. Like, asthma is just a terrible thing you have as a wee moany child, and then you get rid of, and then when you're hard, and then you just get old again, you're like, nah, I fucking got asthma again.
I fucking I had childhood asthma. I think I grew out of it. So, yeah. Fuck you. No, I'm gonna get some questions up here because we've done near 50 minutes.
And again, still just got that guy. It looks like he's being sucked off terrifically.
Sucked
in the background.
Do you remember Mickey used to just run around and he'd be like, pull me out. Would you pull me out? Please pull me out. Okay, I'll go in. Oh, fuck off. We'll hit some questions because I put up, I was like, got any questions for the lads? What about that sexual photo of fucking...
Yeah, it was very sexually aggressive.
Pavarotti's just like, listen, someone's box is getting munched.
But see, whenever I was younger, I looked at Pavarotti and went, nah. But see, now I'm like, I bet you he fucked, and he fucked a lot.
He was late to every gig.
Yeah, 20th century, Henry VIII. They're two guys I think they had a good time, like.
Oh, yeah. Fucking dumping loads. Let me see, podcast topic, have you checked out a website called Chatterbait yet? Probably a site yourself and Mickey would approve of. Well, why bring up Mickey? Craig from Oma/Australia, whatever, bro. Have you been on Chatterbait?
I don't know what that is. I imagine it sounds like wanking or something.
Well, it's a site where like you can have a channel and you can just pull a dick of yourself and people will like tip you, send you money to do more stuff.
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. Like, if you're going to do it anyway, might as well put bread on table from it, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how much money. Well, I don't know. You see,
I'll tell you what, I think...
You might have a decent bit of value in the bear world.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean,
I don't think I'm... You know what I mean? I'm a big, hairy guy, but I'm not that big and hairy to the point where... To the point where, like, you know...
But I mean, I think it's...
Sling some dick at
it's
me,
It's one
know?
Of those ones where I don't think I jack off in a very, aesthetic way.
You do?
You know, I don't. I mean, I think if you're going to be doing that for entertainment, you need to have some sort of... lucidness, not just hunched over going up.
And I dare say, you know, you gotta have a basic knowledge of filmmaking.
Yeah.
You know, get the angles right, get the light right.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Some of these bitches can, like, adjust the fucking webcam with their feet, you know?
Well, that's a talent.
Well, if a rubber tentacle up their shitter.
You look very enjoying that thought.
I should put that hat back on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you would look like—a director of a wank website. That's people that have
just bad,
just
like not good porn, bad porn.
The guy just hit in there and just hit the go on the GoPro and just rip a dick of yourself. That'd be great. Thanks.
It is waterproof. I will add that if you want to squirt all over it, you know what I mean.
Well, then there are some Johnson & Johnson baby wipes in the corner there, just to wipe your wee teardrop.
The good
away.
Stuff. Yeah.
Tesco's own brand, to be fair, and I made a money. Fuck's sake.
Yeah, bit of a chafe going on. Okay, this is I'm tethered to my phone here, so this might or might not load. Best areas to stay in Belfast. Over for your SSE Arena gig in January, and it's my first time visiting, bro. You know. pressure much.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what? Let's go and have a look at this person. What's the name? What is the name?
The guy's name is Alad Wright.
Alad Wright? Bizarre name.
I can't. This is a screenshot, so I can't click into anything. But
oh no, I was going to say I need to see what he's about. You know, if you look at a certain way, you wouldn't know. Where's he?
I mean, I've stayed in those Apple or those Dream apartments. You know that big fucking tall. I've stayed in there a bunch of times.
On Lisburn Road.
There are ones up Lisburn Road. I'm talking about the big fucking
Botanic.
No, the fishes at fucking the lag in there.
Oh yes, the fucking Opal Tower.
Yeah, Opal Tower. Nice. Don't know why I didn't say that the first time. Stayed in there a bunch. They're not that dear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's the same price as a fucking hotel, but it's a full apartment. It's a good place to stay, and you can walk across the bridge, and then you can walk back across the bridge. You can go out. You know what I mean? Yeah. All that shit.
See, I'd just be saying to you, just fucking get yourself a Premier Inn or an Ibis.
Get yourself an Ibis. And fucking
3 litres of White Lightning.
You know, dump the bag all over it.
And leave a smile on your face.
You literally, hotels, you're straight in. I'm naked. Immediately, straight away, all the clothes off.
What is it about hotel rooms? Oh, when you get in, you need a shit. I was like, oh, I fucking need to test this out.
It's just like, it is like marking your territory as an adult. You know what I mean? I'm just going to shit everywhere.
How many times do you shit in a day? I was talking about this recently, and someone was like, how many times do you shit in a day? And I was like, well, I've got my morning, my afternoon, my evening, and then before bed, probably 4. And I was like,
oh, yeah.
And I do it. It's like a hobby. Sometimes I just go and sit on the toilet to get away from the desk for a
while. Me and Mickey have discussed that. I was like, I need a shit right now.
Mm.
So I just go, I have a couple of minutes. I'm going to let shit out of my body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right now, it'll come out.
Mm-hmm. And you can always, there's always a way. You know what gets me though? Can you ever shit and not piss? I don't think so.
No.
How do dogs do that?
Yeah. No, I've had an emergency shit outside when I was younger and totally forgot that I would piss at the same time and pissed all over the back of my trousers.
You always piss, no matter what, even if you're totally dehydrated, you piss, you fuzz all I find a way to, I don't know.
It's just, it's like one switch controls both.
Yeah.
Both operations. Like, yeah, it's
maybe something to do with the, you know what they say, the prostate, it's like, it makes your dick feel so good. It's like when the poop's touching the prostate, but it is a nice feeling.
Like. I was fucking that. One thing with Maureen being pregnant, like, she gets up a bunch in the night to go to the toilet, which I'm sure is pretty fucking normal. I would do that anyway, but like, I think a lot of, I don't sleep it, so I'll wake up and just be like, I should piss now, I'm awake.
Yeah.
So I'll piss like fucking 2 times during the night. But we were in Galway the other weekend in this hotel, and I had a couple of pints. Like, I wasn't blocked, but you know, you fall asleep and you wake up and you're like, it's like 5 a.m. I was like, I piss myself. And I fucking didn't even check, the bed's so big, like, and I didn't even check if she was there or not. And I fucking got up and stumbled through the hotel and just fuck, and I mean, through the door open to the toilet. She's like, oh my god, what are you doing? And I was like, fuck, I didn't even check if you were in the bed. Hey. You just full cock out, like,
hey, and then now you all of a sudden feel for Oscar Pistorius, don't you?
Yeah, I don't know, she fucking shoved you through the door.
Like. Yeah, that's all he needed to do. He's going, oh, I was dying for a puss.
Dying for a puss. And it, what about that fucking thing when he just starts snotting out of his nose? I did the medical.
River! River! Oh, I'm dying.
You're talking about a shot.
You wake up for a piss in the night, you walk in like Quasimodo. I can't even stand up straight because I'm going to stand up straight. Let's go. I just crouch in and then slowly get to my feet as I kind of get it out of me. Oh,
fuck.
It's not happened to me.
What a nightmare if that was an accident. You know what I mean? If he was just like, that is the worst night of my life.
Yeah.
I just fucking don't know what happened. Chaos. Shot through the door. But like,
I know. You know, like, because everyone's like, I have fucking adult chestnut, mate. You know? And then he actually did it. That's the same way as some people be like, here, but what if actually it wasn't OJ? Hey, Twitter world. It wasn't me.
Hey, Twitter world. Course it was.
Yeah.
I know people fucking have the same like psycho mannerisms as OJ. So I'm like, hey, I'm just a good guy. Oh.
But it's like, see, when he came back on Twitter, you see like his videos, and he's like, hey, I've got some getting even to do. I was like, nah, man.
Yeah, change
like,
the words.
Yeah.
Change the words, bro, because
you're a serial killer. Again, every time I see a Pavarotti picture, I say,
very sexy. Worst and best thing about Glasgow.
Glasgow? Oh.
I lived there for a while.
I just went there a couple of times and I visited Sookie Hall Street. Sookie Hall Street,
yeah, yeah.
And it's just a disgrace. Like, I went to the Glasgow uni to visit a few mates, and there was this thing we did called the Beer Bar Challenge. We're in the uni. Have you been to their uni? It's like an old building.
Oh yeah, I've gigged in it. Yeah, twice.
I've seen the bar. It's just this huge fucking bar, and the rules are you go in and you start drinking each tap and see how far you can get.
Alright, okay.
Every time you poke. Like, we went there and
fucking standard, man.
And we went in, the barmaid just went, comes over the bin, goes, yes, I'll be needing this, boys, and puts in the middle, and literally the bin was near full with poke by the time.
And you're just in this place going, this looks a lot like Hogwarts in here. Like,
fuck, I was. And again, the way that's just accepted, they're like, there will be poke, and you know what's going to happen.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Alternative movie there.
Daniel, this is not.
I drink. But see, your tenants.
But no, you see, when you're younger, like, I'll bar through, I'll poke, and I'll do. See, now I'd be like, I feel a bit. And give me a Gaviscon and go into my bed. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Nope, I'm not dying.
Because you poke too hard, your eyes are all fucking bloodshot. Like,
the last time I poked was on my stag do, and I remember just being sick, and I remember, like, Catherine had bought me these pair of trainers, and I didn't like them, you know what I mean? I'm very fancy about my trainers, and I just didn't want to say I don't like these trainers, so when I poked on them, I was going, and then do you ever get it?
Two birds, one stone.
When you just are so blocked, and you walk out, and I just look at myself in the mirror, and my eyes were like the devil's just red, and I, for some reason, my blitz state found this so funny. Eyes are red as the eyes, looking in the mirror, like, poke all down my beard, poke all down my shoes, like, got a bit of a ball girl, wiped the face and walked out and be like, couple of tequilas, please.
Oh, my God. Oh, there's nothing with the tactical book. Mickey's wild for that. Mickey will be like nervous before a gig and be smoking a fag. I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
And just completely barf, like, and then just, fuck's sake, beer, pint.
See, sometimes you can do it, and then other times you just, everything's gone. You don't even have fucking bile in the stomach.
Last time I was sick was after Lola's in Oma, when they have like a lock in the bar. And some guy smacked the peeler, and I thought, oh my God, it was nuts. But I was drinking like Fireball and fucking, you know, all different beers, and then a Guinness, and then a Sambuca, you know? And then I went to the hotel room and had a fucking golden veg cup of soup and fell asleep for 5 minutes and woke up and just fucking.
Yeah, it's not good, Max.
Right, we'll get into these questions, motherfuckers. Thoughts on people putting their seats the whole way back on planes? Recently flew 14 hours back from Thailand, and the people in front had their seats. Oh my God, my eye. Back so far they couldn't see my screen. Or I couldn't see my screen. Within their rights or taking the piss. I don't know why people just don't talk to each other anymore. Yeah. Why can you turn around and be like, I was going to take a nap, can I put the seat back? It's too annoying, let me know.
Why can't
you just fucking say that to a stranger?
I think genuinely, special place in hell for people to recline their seats. See me, I struggle to fit in a seat anyway.
Me too.
But see, the last time someone really did it, I just leaned forward. And they were reclined, I was like, alright, mate.
Or just fucking stopped it.
Just looking over it in their face. Alright. And then they're like, ah. But then at the time, no, I just get the arm straight. Someone trying to fucking, I can't fucking. And I'm just like, yeah, because I'm fucking stopping you. And if you go back, I'll garrote you. Take my belt off and fucking.
I'll garrote you. I'll take this fleece blanket and fucking, you know, strangle you.
It's like, do you ever see I think it's Commando, when Schwarzenegger kills the guy and goes, ignore him, he's dead tired. He'd be like me, he's fucking exhausted. And he's dead.
Arriva.
It's the rudest.
We were on a flight actually to Thailand, which is hilarious. And there's a wee Asian woman in front of me with the fucking seat right back. And I was in the middle. So she was on the right. She was against the window, right? And I was in the middle in this row behind. So when she was fully reclined, I could see her face right here. And I was getting fucking blocked. And the Irish girl, because all the Emirates people have like different badges and they're all whatever, South African. And then this girl was Irish and she goes, I'm not fucking coming back down here with any more drink. Just give me six tins of Heineken. Yeah. And Maureen had the fucking Snapchat and all. I was like, yeah. And I was like, fucking right. And obviously there's a bit of pressure on the plane, and I opened the fucking tin and it just went right on this woman's face while she's sleeping. She's like, and I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And I'm just like, and then so Chinese, she just went, and went straight back to sleep. I just fucking bukkake'd her with fucking Heineken.
Speaking of Asian people on a plane, I went to America. I was beside my sister on a plane, and I was on the aisle seat. She was in the middle.
She's Filipino.
And there was this Asian guy, he just looked like Ken Jeong, just sitting in the corner, right?
Yeah.
And then I just was watching, I don't know, Wild Things or whatever on the plane. And she just woke up from being asleep and was like, fucking here. And she was like, looked down and was like, why have I got two pillows? And she just falls asleep, just fucking taking this Chinese guy's pillow. And he's just sitting there like, what do I do?
Just reach over and take it?
Just reach asleep. Just like, fucking get his head there. And just fall asleep on him. Like,
oh my God.
Woke up and had to be like, sorry. So what she did, rather than just being like, sorry, I stroked your pillow, she waited till he went to sleep and then played like reverse human Jenga and was like, fucking...
Trying to set him back.
Slipped it down behind his head. And he probably was like sleeping quite nice in it. What are you doing to me?
I'm not comfortable. I have a crick in my neck. Crick in my neck. I need to see the chiropractor. For fuck's sake.
And then just wakes up and like you don't know whether they're uncomfortable or ejaculating.
I feel a little better.
Oh fuck.
But it was bad etiquette from her. I'll tell you the best flight everyone thought. Kenyan Airlines.
Ethiopian.
Oh yeah. Shit. Went on this.
I've heard good reports about the Ethiopians.
I don't know if Ethiopian are a real airline.
They are.
Went in, headed down this Dublin airport. It's like, yeah, I've got this ticket for Ethiopian Airlines. And the people were like, oh, we can't actually scan those, but I'll punch it. I was like, ah, bollocks. We're going to be taking off like the Flintstones here, running the plane off. And they took it off us. Clicked it and then went there. And the full crew's just standing and we're in the board. I'm like, should these guys not be on it? And then we got on or whatever, and it was just a brand new plane. And there's about seven people on it, like a big flipping 747. I had the full row to myself. And then I got up, and there was, to be fair, the only criticism was the Ethiopian food wasn't necessarily the disgusting food that I want at McDonald's, right?
Yeah.
So they're like giving you beans and all. Like, it's tasty enough, but then they came with the wine, and we're like some wine. I was like, then I'll get the wallet out. And they're like, nah.
Niche, niche.
Free, and I got about 8 bottles of wine the way to LA. It was great.
Well, that's the way to fucking do it.
Oh, super.
The drink's got to be free. See all that shit where they're like, the first one's free, and then you've got to pay. Fuck off.
See, that there's that club, and used to be Rain. They're in the papers, like, Jim Wells. Again, what I love in the news is, like, they can say Jim Wells, formerly of the DUP, who cannot speak for the DUP because they had his whip removed. He said, that's a disgrace. This club was like, yeah, what would you just charge 60p a drink? And I remember back in the day when it was Rain, you paid a tenner, free drink, was great.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything you want, but see him, he's going to say, like, see people
it's
like
a
that.
Disgrace.
See if you're not going to avail of the service, don't pass comment on it. Do you know what I mean, Jim? Just unless you're going down to this, whatever it's called, and getting fucked up.
You're not a fucking...
Fat frog.
You're not a student.
Nah.
With no money.
No, wait, I'll tell you what. Maybe that's what you need to do. Lighten up. See, since he said his whip removed, maybe his inhibitions need to be removed and he needs to head down there. 60p shots, go for it.
I can remember when I was about 18, 19, going out and shit. I worked in Curry's, where they still give you fucking 1% commission on all sales. Yeah. Nice. So you would work like the weekends and a fucking... evening one during the week and you'd still got about fucking £1,100 a month.
Yeah.
So I never had more disposable income in my life. Yeah. Just going out like fucking change out Bali Alize, bitch. What is it? No, it's blue. Jay-Z said it once.
Go for it.
You know, trying to act all fucking badass.
But see, I just remember we used to go to the beach club and it was like you go in, spend a tenner and be blitzed.
How much would the beach club fucking kill it now if it opened?
For sure.
Because I was talking to ones in the SSE and I was like, she was like, they're doing a whole conversion, it's going to be all food court. And I was like, mental if they don't reopen the beach club. The nostalgia factor would fucking kill it. Like,
but the only thing is, like, you just work. Like, people would love it. You know, fuck it. Do it exactly the way it was. Get back, and you. I got barred from the beach club though because I went. I drank. Didn't know wine was a dangerous thing when I was younger, and I just finished a shift in B&Q. Went to my mate's house. Went there for his birthday. I was like, I have no carry, and he's like, oh, my mum's got some wine, so I went spot on.
Two boxes of wine.
Got a bottle of Pinot Grigio into me. End up drinking 3 bottles of wine, 45 minutes. Bad idea.
Was this my wedding, or was this when you were
No, your wedding. I had the old man liver by then. I could sustain it, right?
Old man liver, you know, what a name. That's a new show. But, old man liver.
See that bit? I just remember... Like, I remember thinking the paramilitaries were beating me up and trying to throw me in the water, but then it turns out I was just trying to crawl into the water myself. So I went to the front of the queue, and the guy at the bouncer was like, you're too drunk. And I dead on, so I left, went back to the back of the queue. By the time I got the front of the queue again, even more blitz. And each time, we just got more aggressive and ignorant to him. And then by the end, he's like, I'm going to fucking ruin you. Oh, dead on, mate. And then I went back like a month later, and he goes, you're barred, you fucking cheeky cunt. And I, why would I do? And he was like, I'll explain to you. And I don't, because I'm really embarrassed already. But never drank 3 bottles of Pinot Grigio in 45 minutes again. Like, learned my lesson.
Smart.
And I am party shooting it. Oh, yeah.
Old man liver. That's amazing. Can either of you remember the moment when you both thought stand-up is what I want to do? Also, more Geddes and Elliot collabs. My two favourite local comedians.
Oh, who is that?
Don't say local comedians, bro. That's our boy Wilson Davidson.
See? Well, yeah, sure, we'll do more.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually delivering your child, so... I mean, that's going to be a collab that everyone wants to see. Going to do all the GoPro and the old bonds. It'll be interesting footage. Huh? Hey, I'm a dad. Leave it to me. I know what I'm on about. Ah.
You got one point in back, way, one point forward.
Yeah.
360 camera. That's the only bit I'm scared about is like if I see some weird blood and shit. And even though I'm not squeamish, but I'm like, yeah.
See,
what if it's weird and I faint?
That was the moment that, again, ours happened in such a, like... Like we had a planned section for the 15th of December, went in for a checkup on the 8th, and then they're like, nah, for sure there's a foot out now, I'm not late, right? So whenever basically they just hurried to get Catherine ready to do the section, and then I just for some reason turned into complete I was just walking about like, oh, can I do that in here? And then they were like, this nurse came in, started like tidying up her bed and stuff, and I was like, have you talked to her about the injection yet? Or and they're like, oh, she's had it. She's just, and I went, the baby? And she went, no, dickhead, the fucking injection. I was like, am I not going in for it? And they're like, oh, we couldn't get you scrubs to fit, so I thought you were just going to hang out here. And I went, nah, I want to go in. So then they just gave me a wee hat. Like, they sent me in, like, fucking Abu Hamza. And I'm like, all right, lads. You're supposed to go in the door.
Here. Don't know what the hook's for, but good lad.
You know, forceps, right? You're supposed to go in the door here. But because they were rushing me in, they brought me in the business end. So when I just walked in, I just could see this big fucking sheet, just spread eagle legs and loads of gauze and loads of blood and just a bin with blood things on it. And the nurse goes to me, she goes, took my hand, goes, don't you be fainting now, because if you go down, there'll be no moving you.
I'll have to cut you up like one of big wheels.
She goes to me, she goes, you'll be lying there like a dead cow. And I went, right, okay, he'll just get past. And then we went from the front end where I'm like, there's her getting chopped up here. This is like some Jack the Ripper shit. Yeah. Walk the other side of the sheet and there's Catherine. All right. And I'm like,
on the fucking iPad?
Why are you so...
doing Candy Crush?
So happy. Like, you're being eviscerated here. Like, what's going on? And then she's like...
Disaster over here.
And I just was like, sitting down going, dead on. And you could just see her sort of jostling because there's fucking guys are fucking trying to yank the baby from her. And it's like, all right, okay.
A lot of surgery is so brutal, like, isn't it? You ever see someone get, like, a hip replacement?
Oh, shit, with the hammers?
The guy's wearing a fucking high-vis vest and a helmet, like, kink, 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 fucking knocking it in there.
But then you're like, the body is fucking... Like, the body's the weirdest thing. It's either the best thing or the worst thing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean? Like, you can be like, oh, people can go through a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then you could just have... You could trip on the bottom step, get into your house, and just paralyse yourself and die.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you read the David Goggins book, and you're like, the body is limitless, you know, and then you fucking bite your own tongue and you go, I don't deserve to be alive.
Yeah, like I tried to bite my toenail once and thought I'd literally pop my leg out, and I was like, this is the height of my fucking...
Well, what are you doing biting your toenail?
I used to be able to do it. I used to enjoy it. It used to be a hobby of mine, and then I tried to do it recently and I just heard... I was like, there goes my patella. I'm a fucking...
A menisk. See you later. Shout out to that menisk.
Yeah, it's sayonara.
See you later.
But no, it's just... And you just kind of... I just found the whole birth thing was kind of like, all right. And it's one of those ones where, you know, if someone had gone, are you ready for this? You'd have gone, nah. But just, they were told, right... They were more like, right, it's happening here, so I'm just going to deal with it.
I think especially with antenatal classes and stuff, they just assume the dude is a fucking idiot.
Yeah.
So they're very like, you just sit there and fucking start your feet.
But see, to be fair, like most guys in antenatal classes are.
Oh, they are.
There's completely. One guy just wearing a Man United shirt and you just looked at him and go, all right, man, he goes United. And you go, okay, that's a fucking problem.
United.
Like, are you any kids before United? What? United.
What are you going to call it? United.
Fergie.
Oh, he's Fergie. Gigs.
Oh, okay. Where's the baby come from? Comes from our backbone? Nah.
Nirvana. Walking away to Nirvana. That's fucking nothing.
Where'd it come from? Oh, Nirvana. And I was like, so does everybody in here know where the baby comes from?
Nirvana. Nirvana. Herbler. How long after a baby's born how long have I had to wait before I can pierce its eyebrow?
And we see that's the thing. I mean, like, see when a baby's pierced ears and all, why?
What's the rush?
You know, fair enough, they do look like little David Beckhams, but I mean, don't do it, you know. Like, I mean, circumcision's another one. You ever see those priests that, like, I'm going to circumcise it, then suck it better?
Yeah, what are like, you... What? Who okayed this shit?
No. Like, there must be someone going, ah, well, yeah, go for it. And you're going, nah, don't do that, you fucking weirdo.
You're going to fucking put your... You're going to suck a baby's dick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, look, it was for religion and for... No matter what's happened.
Yeah, no need, mate.
Yeah.
Do you know what was invented? Hankies.
I know, and I mean, it's like... The foreskin's there for a reason.
I honestly don't know what the fucking big deal is.
Of what? Getting circumcised or?
When people are all like, oh my god, gross, foreskin.
Yeah, just clean it. Do you know what I mean?
When you're gonna see it, it'll look like yeah. It's kind of circumcised, you know what I mean? I'm not just sitting here with my soft dick.
I know.
If you're gonna see a cock, it's gonna be fucking ready to go most of the time.
The lights and all on it, do you know what I mean? It's got the nice, to make it less grey.
The nice fucking warheads out, gleaming.
Yeah, and you at least get a wee bit of a fucking hummus stone to it or whatever.
Hummus stone.
When I finish, it's fucking hummus stone.
It smells like a hummus stone.
Yeah, but they get that.
I mean, it's funny because it's it's fucking. You know, you can say whatever the fuck you want to a dude. Like, your dick's weird. That's gross. Enough. You can't when you can't say a thing to a woman. Like,
no.
Literally, you can be like, oh fuck, look at that.
Yeah, jeepers creepers. Do you want me to lick it or tie it? Wee presentation boat.
Is it butterfly? Is it? The fall out of a fucking butcher's bin? What's
just
going on?
Just before I ate it. Give me a tenderizer. Fuck's sake. Oh no.
Fucking gross.
Oh.
Danny Thrashers, is it?
Ooh.
Smoked or on?
Oh dear. Mindless. That's the one who
Okay.
wouldn't be a bad thing if it tastes like bacon, to be fair.
Oh, fuck. I'm a fat bastard. What sport have you always thought you'd be good at, but you've never actually tried? This is a fresh one for me, because I did a video for the Belfast Giants the other week, and I ice skated, and I was not remotely shit at it.
Yeah. Like, I tell you.
I was okay.
Tell who would be shit? This guy.
No, I was fucking slinking about that ice.
Like, I would say my body isn't, like, I'm 99% powerful. But the 1%, see my ankles? Nah.
Oh,
see if I go slightly at a wrong angle, it's a compound fracture of both legs, knees, ankles, and ribs. Gone.
I wonder, but, can anything be done about that?
I don't know, because what happened, when I was playing rugby in school, I remember, the pitches used to play basically on cow fields.
Yeah, just terrible.
And I remember what had happened, how it was described to me was, you were running and there should have been ground.
Yeah.
But you went into a divot, so when you hit the ground, your foot just landed like that. And I just went right over and just all the ligaments went in my foot. And again, I was like, I don't know if I can play here. And we had, one of the first year physio students, so he's like, I just stick a load of duct tape on it and end up playing 10 minutes, just hopping about in one leg.
Uh-oh.
But afterwards, they're like, you won't be able to play for your entire lower sixth year. And I'm like, okay, sweet.
I remember I was running. There's a boy chasing another boy, and he kind of, those like back when you were wearing a fucking Canterbury, like cotton shirt, and he grabbed the shirt and sort of did this, momentum like swing.
Yeah.
And he came around and his feet swung around like that. And literally, I'm running, boom, boom, boom. As I plant my foot like that, his leg comes around and hits the inside of my ankle. And I just went over like this here. Like if it was like a millisecond later, he'd have just missed.
Yeah,
but it was right as I hit the floor, like shit. That, and it was fucking. I don't know how it wasn't broken. Like it was purple as shit.
Nah. Do you ever just look back and go, "I'm glad I don't play rugby anymore"? You know.
I don't know. Yeah, well, probably.
I went back.
And I missed it a bit. I just missed the aggression.
I went back and played about 6 or 7 years ago because I was training more, I was fitter, I was in better shape, and I thought, now I'm wondering if I could still do it. So I went back and played, but the team I was playing for had just had the worst number 10 in the history of rugby.
Right,
so all it just was I was doing rucks and then getting fucking exhausted, getting up and then looking back going, oh, he's lost the ball, another ruck. And it was just 80 minutes of just wrecking myself on the ground. And then afterwards, I was like, full like adult rugby, so you played it at like 2:30 on a Saturday afternoon. So after I finished that, I went home and just like full band checks, just lying, not even able to watch. Take me out, just listening to it. Ugh. Wasn't worth it. And I'm like, you know what? I'd rather just, you know, pump up to go on the elliptical.
Yeah,
and just go to sleep.
I just don't like the fucking the lack of quality. Like in school and all that shit, the level was quite high.
Yeah. Absolutely.
But then you go to uni and they're fucking pulling boys out of everywhere.
Yeah.
No one's training.
You strike me as the kind of guy like myself that didn't love rugby but was good at it. Like there's boys I play with who were like, so they would get up at like 6 a.m. to watch rugby matches in New Zealand before they played a rugby match. And I'm like, yeah, I'll just get up at 9, eat my Cocoa Pops. Fuck that.
I'm not a big sports fan. I would definitely enjoy doing it more than I would being involved with it or watching it or anything. Like,
I had to chop it once and I won. Gold in my school sports day. You're like, give that a go.
Not surprised, motherfucker.
Did the first one, threw it like a tennis ball near dislocated my arm. Second one, fall through. Third one, school record. Gold. I'll be.
Get it up.
Loved it. But I mean, if ever.
Big bronze statue. Yeah, it's like, yes. What a fucking. Imagine being like, I'm an Olympian.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Did you medal? Gold medal. Yeah. What in?
That's I know. But do you ever look at some of those Olympic sports and go, who's ever just gone, ah, it's a sport, that one? You know what I mean? Like, the triple jump? Why do you have to do that fucking... What are you? Gazelle? No, you're not. You're just a weird guy. No friends.
When you gotta just dodge a couple of dog shits in a fucking lake, in a stream.
I remember a guy I went to school with who was just... He always won the high jump, but he didn't do the Fosbury flop. He just ran and jumped over it like a hurdle. And they're like, oh, I suppose that's a school record. 7 feet. No, you did that. And he's like, oh, well...
Dude in my school cleared the bar in a high jump and the mat and just fucking hit the gravel and near fucking killed himself.
Oh, shit.
And he hit it so flush and stiff, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
His body was completely fucking horizontal like that. He's went,
oh no.
Like he skimmed the rock on a thing. No. He just like, dung, 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 and just fucking raw.
You'd hope
it was like he fell off a fucking moped at about 40 mile an hour.
You would hope his balls were in the top part of his body and not the bottom, because if you hit, oof.
No, I'm saying, like, it looked like he was asleep on a stretcher and someone ran and they just pulled the stretcher away and he just went,
like a fucking dagger. Oh no.
Right, we'll end on this 1:20. We're doing well. Bit of a long one here. Been doing comedy. It's Nathan Moore. Been doing comedy since before Christmas over in Liverpool and around the Northwest. Hey up, Charlie. Stick finger up, bum.
You bastard.
Bastard.
Stick your finger up, you shite pipe. You bastard, you dirty bastard.
Have you seen that highlight reel? What? They put all the bastards together from Sean Bean.
Oh, no. Oh, I would love to see that.
Have you not seen that?
No. Bastard. The bastard.
Honestly, it's from like...
Oh, you bastard.
What was the show he was in? It was like a fucking period drama type thing.
Sharp? Was it?
Yes. That's what it's from. There's just loads of fucking bastard, bastard, bastard. Oh, you bastard. This fucking bastard. I'm going to have to show you my phone, you fuckwit. I hate this place.
I know. See Hollywood, the free Wi-Fi? You pay enough for your rates, make it fucking fiber. You bastard.
Sharp bastard compilation.
Oh my gosh, you bastard. Scots bastard.
Move, you bastards! Move, you lazy bastards!
You fat bastard. Mongrels bastards. Turncoat bastard.
You stupid bastard.
There's a French bastard in these mountains called Loop. Bastard. Bastards. Bastards. That bastard was gone off even when he was alive. You bastard.
The bastard that stole it.
The crafty little bastard. The bastard, yeah. The bastard's gone to get help. Let's finish that bastard off on some dick show, bastard. And you're still the same cruel, flogging bastard.
You lily bit of a Dutch bastard!
After the bastards that did this, where do you think? This is the bastard who set us up for the flogging.
Oh, fuck, I'm gonna cry. Who's
had to deal with bullying bastards like you? You pink bastards do that.
You little jawless bastard. Pick a sack, you miserable bastard. Stand by, you bastard. 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 Any man bastard comes between me and that bastard, and you, the bastard, weren't to be trusted. Come on then, you yellow bastards.
What's the matter, you bastard? Got some other bastard he were. A murdering bastard. Bastard. Like every other gutter bastard.
Oh. By the way,
oh, you bastard.
How many like racial ones slipped on through the net? There, I'd be like, bastard, this fucking yellow bastard, fucking eight black bastards. Tell you what, fucking black bastards coming out and stealing your fucking.
He was
Polish,
a what bastard?
Polish bastard.
It must be a Game of Thrones bastard compilation too.
Bastard.
Oh fuck!
I don't know.
Bastard. It's that accent is the best.
You said so. It's one of them words you say so much. You're like, what a strange noise, because he starts going, bastard, fuck this, fat bastard.
That's when he goes, you fat bastard.
You fucking yellow bastard. Fucking Romanian bastard.
You fruity bastard.
That's what Maureen's man sounds like. Calling you fat bastard. Marry my daughter, you.
Sound like porn as well.
You fat bastard. You suck me dick, you bastard. Me and Mickey watched porn one day, and the girl was literally like, you sexy bastard, you like my fat tits, you fucking dirty bastard.
I love them, you bastard. What you think of me, fat tits? I love the bastard.
I fucking love you, bastard, and tits, you dirty bastard. Fucking bastard.
Alright, then you come, bastard. Give us another tissue, you bastard.
I fucking bastard, love that, you bastard.
I bust me balls, you bastard. you know what, see, before I go to sleep tonight, I'll watch that video again and laugh.
I've had too many coffees and I'm sweating. Anyway,
how do we get from that question to...
The guy said he did stand-up in the north of England. Two to three times a week, easily, between Liverpool and Manchester, so my nerves weren't too bad after a while. Then coming back here for the summer and getting 2/3 a month is a nightmare, because the nerves are back, putting shite up me. How did you find starting out over here and not gigging overly regularly, I presume? I did Conor Key's new open mic night in Ola, and he was saying how when he started it was just Pavilion and Empire, pretty much. It's great to see more and more nights open and established acts appearing every time I'm home, though. Yeah, well, what happens is, like, I did it. I started a club just to get some stage time.
Mm-hmm.
You started a club?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like... The problem with an open mic is it's a fucking such a slog, like, because nobody, you know, it's hard to get people to them.
But see, as well,
basically,
the problem is, too, you have to be working on stuff and have stuff to do, and then you have to do well, and then you have to keep doing it. You know what I mean? That's the problem. There's too many. If the standard's bad, you know, if you hang about in a scene or going to open mics too often, it affects you. Whereas if you're going to do an open spots at proper clubs, you have to be at a level, because the people booking you expect it, and that there makes you better. You know what I mean? And then you have to go, fuck, maybe I'm not good enough, I need to go and work on this. And it's hard. And I mean, I think now the scene, the clubs up here are great. You know what I mean? Again, you don't need to do the Empire. Do you know what I mean? Like, no. If I never did the Empire again, which I probably won't.
I'll probably never do it.
You know, I don't think it's going to affect me in any way. Do you know what I mean?
No, it's a fucking... The thing is, I've never had an enjoyable gig in it.
Yeah.
Because it's just not set up for comedy. It's a fucking musical.
But see, almost here, I think we've kind of... Amongst... Like, the good thing about it is, I've got people who are good comedians who just are now genuinely my friends. You know what I mean? My mates. It's a good scene. You want to hang about with them. You know what I mean? You want to do gigs. And I think we push each other to be better at stand-up.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's only good for the scene that there is, really. And I think the more clubs there are, the more stage time you get, the more you get to hone it. It's like anything, isn't it? Like, if you're doing jiu-jitsu, the more you're fighting, the better you get. The more on the mat you get, the more training you do in the gym, the fitter you get.
The better your training partners are.
Yeah. There you go. So, I mean, I just think it's a case of, there's this. The thing is, here, there may not be a load of clubs, but whenever you do have clubs, make sure your set's good, make sure you're doing well.
The thing is, like, you go into an open mic night and you fucking, you know, you might be doing well, but no one reacts because everyone's just there to do their set and they're not even thinking, they're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
You need... It's almost like if you show a wee bit of promise and you've got... I mean, by the way, if anyone's wondering how to get into comedy clubs, get a set, film all your sets, and send a good one to someone who books somewhere and goes, this is my set, I would love to... And people expect too much. Mm-hmm. People are like, oh, get me down and do support some night.
Yeah.
No, approach someone with a video and go, this is my best set, can I have 5 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
And do a few 5 minutes, you know, and that? Try and do well. Because if you're in a club like a packed out Pugs or a fucking Lavery's or something, it's the surroundings, the environment is perfect.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be a good MC, there's going to be a good crowd, some people are getting laughs. So if your stuff is remotely funny, it'll get laughs.
Yeah.
If you get up in the middle of, you know, three other comedians and die on your hope,
mm-hmm.
it's absolutely your fault.
Yeah.
There's no one to blame because everyone else got laughs.
Yeah. But that's the thing too, is like people don't want to not laugh at you. You know what I mean?
Oh, they're,
people
yeah, they want
to have fun. So, I mean, but I think there's an element of people now, just like you say, there's an entitlement. You know what I mean? There is an element. You need to earn it as well. You need to sort of get into the trenches and fucking take a few shells, like, and then you get used to doing that and you get used to... Like, once you get used to doing well... Like, I remember with me, when I started out, I was fucking horrendously shite. Like, it was only when I wrote the first bit, I went, ah, this is the stuff I want to be talking about, so let's try and explore that. And then now, I'm just comfortable on stage. I feel like it's good fun. You know what I mean? I like doing it. Whereas, like, sometimes you need to be real with yourself. If you keep on dying, probably not funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe find another hobby. Start tiddlywinks, whatever.
Like, I'm literally supposed to be... building a set for a tour for a thing, and I'm already like, oh shit, I've had this material too long.
Yeah.
And some of it's like fucking 2 months old.
Yeah. But I mean, that's the thing, you'd seldom find another scene whereby the material's turned over as quick. Do you know what I mean? And that's like, I did the show I'm doing, the Dad Show, I'm doing a bit of a tour with it, but the last show I did in the Black Box, I did it twice before. And I recorded my last set and I watched it back and went, that's fucking shit. Like, people were telling me, oh, I enjoyed that and all. And I was going, you're a lying bastard, because I know I'm better than that, you know? And then I was like, looked at what it was, rewrote it, put it on, thought that's what the standard I want to be at. But again, that's from me being totally honest with myself rather than going, that's. And only now I'm like, yeah, I need to fucking do that tour, get that show done. And now, new bits I'm doing at clubs and stuff, I'll not be doing that tour, just be working on new bits.
But yeah.
You have to be honest with yourself and you need to. You know, work on it. I mean, that's another thing. People think, oh, these guys just get gigs all the time. Because, nah, you have to fucking work at it and be good. If you're good enough, you get spots.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, that is what happens.
And that sometimes pisses me off. People message me and be like, oh, can I do spot and Pugs? And I'm like, nah, I don't think you're ready. And like, well, who are you to? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm the one that's booking. So
the ones that are good, you know, all the fucking McCarneys, McKegneys, Robinsons.
Yeah.
They get gigs because they have fucking a set.
Uh-huh.
And they haven't been doing it that long, but they're good. Like,
There's a bit of that too. See, now I think maybe from whenever we were starting out, or like I said, it's a bit later than you. But even at that, there wasn't like people wouldn't be as willing to kind of help. I think now, like with us, we kind of think like we'll give guys a shot. You know, we'll they're sound to be about. You know what I mean? You'll help. You want people to be funny. You know, it's not a case of I'm going to hold.
But
you
there's
back,
no there's no fucking like. Underlying thing, it's just all those guys just want to get better at comedy. Yeah. Do you know?
And see, if someone wants to get better, happy to help.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't be like, why am I not headlining yet? Yeah. I'm gonna fucking wrap this up, Dave, because I'll tell you why. We're running out of battery.
Fuck's sake.
But yeah. Cheers coming on the podcast in your own studio.
All. Hey, you know what? Still live here. It's my house.
Check out Dave's podcast.
Yeah.
It's called Weird.
It's Dave Elliott's Weird Podcast. It's out on Monday. Hey. What about it though? I just found it, got an email today saying it was 274.
Who was that email from?
I don't know, but I got it.
I'd love to know where mine is.
I saw yours on iTunes the other week. It was like 140 or something, which is very impressive.
Pretty decent.
Very impressive.
You'll have to show me where that is. Let me plug some dates here before I go. Lavery's, of course, first and third Wednesday of every month. It's on tomorrow. Shane Todd's headline, you know him.
Aye, sorry.
My tour is on sale, shine.net, plus the UK tour dates. Liverpool. Fucking Manchester, Glasgow, London.
Mm-hmm.
Follow me on Instagram, you'll see all the dates. And the second night at the SSA Arena, you know what I mean?
Mm.
So there you go. Suck my dick, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pugs wins it every
Pugs
week.
Pugs on the... It's starting weekly again from the 19th of September.
There you go.
Going on a tour. Haven't got any dates booked. If you want to see when that is, just look in the sky when the moon's right. You'll work it out.
You'll smell the menstruation.
Yeah.
Right? And get the fuck out of here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, missed. Entirely. That'll do. Right, see you in a bit. Cheers.